Good Saturday, folks, and this is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. There's a whole lot going on in our community over the next couple of weeks. Get outside and enjoy this beautiful fall weather and have you some fun. It's powwow time at the Waccamaw Suwan Tribal Center in Buckhead. You can enjoy traditional music, dance competitions, native crafts, food, and much more. The event started yesterday, but today is the big day with events going on up into this evening. It's the 51st year for the Waccamaw Suwan powwow. It's all taking place at the Tribal Center, and that's on Old Lake Road. And remember, fastest way to get there this year because of the construction on US 74 is to take NC 211 to Old Lake Road and then cut back up, and it'll take you right there to the wonderful community of Buckhead. The Hurricane Donation Center is once again open for business. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted at the Black Star facility. And of course, that's the former Ford dealership in Label. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Volunteers are needed to help sort, pack, and load items. You can contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. Also, Columbus County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you're in the Regalwood-Delco area and want to help out. Lake Waccamaw is going to have some music going on today. It's the only North Carolina location hosting World Singing Day. More voices are welcome. We've only got till 11 o'clock this morning, though, to get there. World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations this year with 42 events in America. Participants should be at the Depot Museum on Flemington at Lake Waccamaw by 11 o'clock. For more information, you can go to Cold Coast Sings on Facebook or just show up there this morning ready to sing your heart out. Tabor City Yam Festival starts next Friday. There's a full weekend of events, and we'll be broadcasting the parade live via the CCN Facebook page with our own Daryl Jackson providing commentary. The theme this year is Here I Am, There I Am, Everywhere I Am, Yam. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is now open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for staying with us. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Raven Williamson and Columbus County EMS have been transporting ambulance loads of supplies to the Lansing area this week. Columbus County EMS has been focusing on specific requests for specific places. They have done a yeoman's work getting folks what they need and when. Staying true to her calling as a first responder, Williamson had her crews delivering badly needed turnout gear that was donated to a fire department, lost everything, but is still out there helping folks in their community. We have two heroes this week, although there's so many to choose from. Miss Raven and her crews, as you might have guessed, along with the folks at Black's Tire, they're the folks we're calling our Good Samaritans and heroes this week. They've been providing that vital link between donation centers and those in need. All the stuff in the world does absolutely no good if it can't get to where it's needed. The good folks at BTS have really stepped up. They're using their new facility for the donation and packing center, as well as their trucks and drivers to deliver. This is the type of spirit that makes our county a special place. Transformation Church and Milk Before Ministries is holding a sidewalk service Sunday at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Wyville. Everyone is welcome. Calvary Baptist Church is going to hold revival Sunday through Wednesday. Sunday services are at 11 and 6 and 7 p.m. Monday through Wednesday. Royce Williams will be the guest speaker. Calvary is located at 5028 Pleasant Plains Church Road in Wyville. Downtown Wyville will once again host its adult costume party at Vineland Station on October 25th, 7 p.m. Cost is $20 for adults 21 and over. There will be prizes awarded for the best individual and couple. Tavern Baptist Church is going to host Trunk or Treat on October 27th from 5 until 7 p.m. There will be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, food, and so much more. Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time there at Tavern Baptist. Scout Troop 507 is hosting a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park on October 28th, 6:30 p.m. There will be food, games, and more. Everyone is welcome. The park is located on US 701 south of Wyville, and you can hear more about that event at the park as well as some other stuff going on this week's Columbus Connection. Hallsboro is going to host a community trunk or treat and fall festival on October 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Bogue Park. There will be free hot dogs, candy, games, and more. Contact Laura Norton at 910-207-2484 if you'd like to participate or if you could donate. Columbus County is recruiting beaver trappers to help control the population of those pesky critters. A basic beaver trapping class will be held October 26th at the Solon Water Conservation Office at the County Complex. The bounty for beavers this year is $80 per animal. Call 910-642-2196, extension 3, to pre-register for the free class. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to host a Veterans Recognition Service and Reception November 9th. Veterans from all across the county are welcome to attend. The program starts at 2 p.m. There'll be coffee and dessert served afterward in the fellowship hall. The church is located at 546 Hallsboro Road North. Call 910-646-3283. A Red Cross blood drive is going to be held November 5th at Grace Episcopal Church in Wyville. The drive will be from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street. For more information, contact Maisie Smith at 252-542-9283. And as always, folks, if you missed a telephone number or you heard an event you might want to find out some more about, just check out the good news at columbuscountynews.com. And we always have room for your church announcements, civic club news, special events, birthdays, pageant winners, celebrations. We want to know who are your heroes and good Samaritans. We've got room for little kids with big fish and anything else that makes you smile. There's a home for it in the good news. And there's never a charge for sharing it at columbuscountynews.com. Email Jefferson Weaver at columbuscountynews.com. Call 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We dearly love seeing visitors drop by. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.